Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, the program which highlights positive happenings at the primary level. On today's program, we hear about the Enrichment Center recently established at the Central Branch All-Age School and the impact it's expected to have. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. Central Branch All-Age School in Kingston is the latest institution to receive an Enrichment Center, courtesy of the Digicel Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Since 2013, the two agencies have partnered to assist the Ministry of Education to improve overall literacy and numeracy rates at the primary level through their Enrichment Program. The Enrichment Program focuses on identifying students who have fallen behind in school and are below their grade level in reading. The initiative seeks to increase the level of individualized instruction for children underperforming in literacy and numeracy in grades 1 to 3. Schools are also provided with information and communication technologies to help enhance teaching and student engagement.
A total of 97 schools are now on board, as we heard, with just under 40,000 students. Partner schools have also received important teaching and learning resources, including 16,000 supplementary reading books, as well as professional development for over 175 teachers. To date, there's a total of 231 primary schools across Jamaica benefiting from the Enrichment Programme. Over the next year, we still have big plans. We want to add an additional 7 schools and taking the total USAID primary schools to 104. As a leader in technology innovation, we share the vision of USAID and the Ministry of Education for the use of ICT to access development tools for the present generation of students.
Chief Executive Officer, CEO of Digicel Jamaica, David Butler. Principal of Central Branch All Age, Michael Sutherland, says the IT resources provided under the Enrichment Program will greatly assist the students in realizing their full potential.
In this technological age, it is important to meet our children where they are in order to address and fix educational struggles. Therefore, we urge other members of the private sectors to emulate these members in their approach to addressing issues in our society.
The students are all looking forward to working in the Enrichment Center, especially interacting with the different learning tools.
It's gonna be nice. Because when we are doing work, project, can go in a computer room and do it.
It's good, it's alright. I get to learn a lot of stuff.
Mission Director of USAID in Jamaica, Denise Erbal, urged parents to take just as much ownership of the center as the children.
To the students and parents here today, these enrichment centers are yours. I urge you to make the most of them because the gift of literacy is invaluable. It opens up a whole new world of opportunity.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites expressed similar sentiments, urging the students to invest as much time as possible in their educational and personal development.
This is stuff that will not erode if we spend it badly or if we make mistakes. This is the stuff that will make young people have the knowledge base that will carry them anywhere in the world. Nobody can take away the skills and the competences that they will get from the enrichment room experience. The ministry is pleased to hear reports of students and schools that have been showing improved learning outcomes as a result of using the enrichment centers. And we expect to hear these reports coming out of Central Branch All Age very soon.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
GIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.